Orange of the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. There's a bit of background noise this morning, but joining us from out at the farm, Daniel Mortimer. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
Good, mate. The rooster's getting a bit excited.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, there's a bit going on out here. The birds are up nice and early.
Yeah, fantastic, mate. Thank you for joining us. So we talk Peter McDonald Premiership. Another good win by Sims last weekend.
Yeah, it was. It was a really tough game, actually. This guy was really impressive. I'm surprised they hadn't got off the mark this year because they were very tough, particularly up the middle. So, you know, I'm sure they'll grow as a team. But, our boys got it done again. Look really happy. We're going to a bye now. They've sort of, a well-deserved bye and regroup from the middle into the year.
Yeah, it's an interesting-looking draw. I was having a look at what's happening round six coming up this weekend. We've got not only you guys having a bye, but so does Dubbo Macquarie. So does Ningen, so does Wellow and Parks, as well as Cowra and Dubbo Sims.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I know there was about 30-something drafts for the draw, so
yeah, right.
I sort of lost track of where they're at. But look, I guess all you can do is worry about our draw, and we'll certainly enjoy the weekend off. I know the boys have been a bit sore and battered the last 5 weeks, so... it's interesting. Not much footy this weekend, but I'm sure those teams will enjoy the bye.
Yeah, absolutely. There are three games, so six teams are playing, six byes are on. I just thought I'd pick your brain on these games. Bathurst Panthers will be hosting Cowra Magpies.
See, I think it was a close one last week, last time they played. Look, Cowra have been impressive, but I think off the back of Bathurst having a good win last week against Hawks, I think Bathurst might get this one.
I think you're right. Now, you mentioned Hawks. They've had two losses, the first one to you blokes and the second to Bathurst last weekend, as you say. They're coming up there at home at Wade Park, 2:30 on Sunday to Bathurst St. Pat's. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, look, this will be a tough one too because I think St. Pat's are coming off two losses as well. So this will be a really good game. I don't know which way to lean this week. I think maybe Hawks can bounce back from last week and put a good performance together. So I'm going to just lean towards Hawks.
Okay, and Mudgee at Glen Willow, they'll be hosting Lithgow Workies.
Yeah, look, as impressive as Lithgow were last week, I think Mudgee are probably still the team to beat this year from what I've seen. So I think them at home might be a big task for Lithgow.
I see Mudgee playing in some of the juniors that are going around. They're just a strong rugby league community, aren't they?
They are. Yeah, I go back to my day when I used to go to Mudgee, way back in the day, and they were always a strong rugby league town. So it's good to see that they're continuing that.
Okay, you've got the bye, and then you're back. You got to travel out to Cowra to take on the Magpies.
We do, yeah. So we've got two of our former boys, captain coaching Cowra this year. So it's always sort of nice to come up against them. We got the win last time, but over there, home ground, it's a Saturday night game as well. So that'll be interesting. So we'll have to do some practice under the lights, I reckon.
All right. So Daniel Mortimer's with me from the Orange Sims. Of course, the home game here in Orange will be Hawks taking on Bathurst St. Pat's. That's 2:30 Sunday at Wade Park. Good to chat, Morts. Talk to you soon, mate.
Too easy. Thanks, mate.